Hello.
My name is Martha. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, the state, and local communities.
This is a survey? I love a survey.
Okay, great. Yes, this is a survey. I'm not selling anything, and I will... Yes, may I speak with John?
Speaking.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I will start. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't know that you will think will vote?
Certain to vote.
Thank you. What is your race?
Take a guess. Guess my race.
I'd rather that you tell me, please.
White, not Pacific Islander.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, not Hispanic or Latino.
Okay,
I wish
you.
I was.
Thank you. In what year you were born, just to make sure that I'm talking to every kind of people.
1973.
Thank you so much. I like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. A 100 is a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is a neutral. I will read a list of persons. So, Phil Murphy, governor of New Jersey.
Phil Murphy, let's give him 70.
Okay, thank you. How about Ravi Bala, mayor of Hoboken?
Oh, Ravi Bala. Let's go 50.
Okay, thank you. How about Andy Kim?
Andy Kim? I'm not familiar with Andy Kim.
Okay, no problem. How about Stephen Fulop?
Oh, Stephen Fulop. I know the man.
Okay. Would you give him a 0, a 50, or a 100?
No, let's give him 50. Let's give him 50.
Okay, how about Bob Menendez?
Bob Menendez. Oh, the lowest we can give him.
Okay.
Gold Bar Menendez. Let's give him the lowest.
Okay, thank you. How about Tammy Murphy?
Tammy Murphy? She's all right. Let's give her 50.
Thank you. How about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden? We'll give him 50. I voted for him, so.
Okay, thank you. How about Rob Menendez, U.S. Congressman and candidate for Congress?
Menendez's son, Bob Jr.?
Yes.
0.
Okay, thank you. I will move along to the next question. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Corruption.
Thank you.
And he's got nerve trying to run again too. He's not going to win. I was looking forward to this phone call. I have nothing better to do tonight. This is a great entertainment for me. I appreciate it.
Oh my God! Thank you so much. That would help me for me as well.
How many people hang up? Everybody? Does everyone hang up, or they go through with this?
Mostly answering machine.
If I have to give you between 0 and 100, what would you say the percentage of people hang up is what?
Like 2%, because mostly are answering machines. Yeah, it's not
that
much.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you so much for your time. Will you say you disapprove or... No, we're continuing. We're at 40% right now. Okay. Will you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Okay.
All the allegations negate anything that he's done. So, people, personally, I think that's where it comes from. But, go ahead, next one.
Okay, thank you. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy and Patricia Campos Medina, Andy Kim and Bob Menendez, for whom will you vote?
Oh, well, it would have to be Tammy Murphy.
Okay, thank you. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Robbie Bala, and Kylie Jacey, for whom will you vote?
What was the second one?
I will repeat, no worries. Rob Menendez, Robbie Bala, and Kylie Jacey.
Oh, Robbie Bala, then.
Okay. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, or not too much, or nothing at all, about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Oh, so much. It's been in the paper and on the news constantly.
Okay, thank you. How closely will you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Very closely. I read every article in the paper.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. Do you disagree or agree with this statement? I will read it right now. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The second statement is Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong and he is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
It doesn't look good for him. So possibly involved.
Okay. Will you somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree, yes.
Okay, thank you. There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Will you strongly or somewhat agree or somewhat strongly disagree?
Strongly agree. He knew.
Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
That's true. I believe that's true. He shouldn't be, one person's crimes or alleged crimes shouldn't have any bearing on another person if they didn't do anything wrong.
Will you say somewhat agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the action of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Will you agree or
disagree? No, I disagree.
Okay, thank you. Move along. Okay, now I am going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I want you to tell. And I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right.
Okay.
Okay. The critics' statement is of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. The supporter statement, do you agree or should I read the other one?
No, I agree. That's fine. Go ahead. That's fine.
Okay. Okay, now we'll read some more statements for supporters and critics for Rob Menendez, and you tell me what you think. The critics one says of Congressman Rob Menendez says that there's no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cards, and even gold bars in exchange for favors. Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves.
I believe that to be true.
Okay. Okay, move along. Okay, now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more, or not at all likely to support that candidate.
Okay.
Okay. Starting, the first statement is, the only Hispanic in New Jersey congressional delegation, Bob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country.
I lost you a little bit at the beginning. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I will go ahead and repeat. The only Hispanic in New Jersey congressional delegation, Bob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Does that information make you more, somewhat, a little more likely or not at all likely to support these candidates?
No, I don't support it.
Okay, no problem. The other statement is, the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. This statement will much more, somewhat, a little more, or not at all support him.
Let's go not at all.
Okay, thank you. Rob Menendez knows how important our healthcare is. He fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's healthcare. Will you say this statement much more, somewhat, a little more, or not at all, to support him?
Much more.
Thank you. Hoboken Mayor Robbie Bala has 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Will you say much more, somewhat, a little more, or not at all, to support Robbie Bala?
Much more.
Thank you. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Will you say too much more, somewhat, a little more, not at all, to support him on this one?
Much more.
Thank you. Rob Menendez, the top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He's fought to make our neighborhoods safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Will you say you're much more, somewhat, a little more, or not at all to support him?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crimes and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Will you much more, somewhat, a little more, or not at all, to support him?
Not at all.
Thank you. We'll move along to the next part. We're 75% complete. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yep.
After hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Robbie Bala, and Kylie Jacy, for whom will you vote?
Robbie Bala.
Thank you. Okay. Now I'm going to read a few more statements about Robbie Bala, and you can tell me
okay.
if you're much less or somewhat less, a little less, not at all likely to support him for candidates.
Okay,
the first statement is Robbie Bala has failed and is incompetent as a mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Will you say that you will be much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less likely to support him?
A little more.
Okay. Robbie Bala is a hypocrite when it comes to criticizing the ethics of others. Bala had his law license revoked in New Jersey and New York, where he was disciplined for being, quoted, dishonest and deceitful, end of quote. He has twice been the subject of federal tax liens for tens of dollars in unpaid taxes, and he has been sued on multiple occasions for failing to pay his personal debts. And Bala tried to avoid pay-to-play laws by failing to file the legally required disclosure forms. Will you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less, or not at all, to support him as candidate?
I'll support his candidate.
Okay. In the district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Robbie Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly. Would you much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less to support?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Robbie Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represents New Jersey's Republicans, where they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Will you say you much less, somewhat less, a little less, not at all less, to support him?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Robbie Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest and deceitful conduct, end of quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row. Will you be much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less likely to support him?
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for congressmen were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Robbie Bala, and Kylie Jacy, from whom will you vote? Robin and the
Ravi Bala.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking
okay.
In political terms, will you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College, a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. Are you current a retired member of a labor union?
No, I'm not retired.
Is any member of your household a current or retired union member?
No.
Okay. And finally, and strictly for verification processes, for my supervisor, can I have just use your first name?
John.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Yeah, why not? What does it pay? You don't know.
No, I don't have that information handy, but thank
all
you
right,
so
whatever.
Much.
That's fine.
I have finished this survey, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. You have a nice weekend.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.